Hello, fellow weebs, and a talks episode of Anime Fix, where you're fixed for all things anime. I'm Chase.
I'm Lance.
Hi, Lance.
And this is another week of solo leveling. A most amazing anime of all time.
You think so? You think it surpasses everything for you now? It's only took, what, 6 episodes?
I mean, it's getting up there. Like, everything from the storytelling and how they're, you know, they're introducing new concepts and ideas and stuff. You know, it's not like it started off, you don't know anything, and then they give you a little, and then they give you everything you need to know, and then it's just finishing out the story, right? Like, they're holding back, and you're learning stuff. It's like you're in the same position as the main character. You're as he learns more, you learn more, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I like that too. I'm pulling up Solo Leveling now to see what episode we started off at, because before this, it was like, what, we had like a little discussion, and we can agree to disagree how to say it, but I think we're 3 episodes behind.
I, you know, if that's what you want, if that's what you, makes you feel better.
What makes you feel better? All right, because the last one we talked about, it was I've Got to Get Stronger, right? We talked about that one, didn't we?
Yeah, that's when he was putting all his XP points into strength.
Oh, okay. So we're only 2 episodes behind then.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So you were right.
That's right? Okay. I guess. Yeah. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of it, because do we talk about what the episode from last night? There's a lot of things I want to talk about there, or do we want to rehash the previous,
I mean, not a lot happened in number 5, right? It's called like a pretty good deal. It's just him working out in a hospital, risen up some nurses, and then, you know, going through, picking out a dungeon, just basic like background stuff, right?
Basic background stuff. I loved when that one nurse was like, "May I please give you my contact information?" And we know that it's because she's like, "Oh God, he's so hot. I want him to reach out to me." And he's like, "Oh, I guess she wants to like follow up with me, make sure my injuries are healing fine." So he doesn't even think anything of it.
Yeah, I don't know any nurse that does that.
Yeah,
like a specific nurse.
It reminds me kind of Steve Rogers in the first Avenger. You know, when he he's this little scrawny guy.
Yeah,
and he goes in and he comes out all like beefcake, and then like all the women, you know, and, there, you know, especially the one captain,
Agent Carter.
Are like, just like, they're all twinkle eyed looking at him and everything like that. And he sort of just is oblivious to the fact that they're interested in him. So,
yeah, it was wild.
It reminded me of that. Yeah. Yeah. So it was mostly background information. And then we get to, I'm starting to blend things together. Was that episode, the same episode where he started in the instance dungeon, or was that?
I think he just walked out of the instance dungeon, didn't he?
Yeah, because that's when he took down that golem, right?
Yeah, he took down the golem.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I guess we can get really right into the most recent episode.
Because like the end of that episode, he goes and forms a party, like a random party, with him and Yujin, I think is his name, the guy that wears the armor, and you know, I think he's a D rank, but like he's wearing like B or A rank armor.
Yeah, really expensive armor, and they go in there, and the guy's like, "Yeah, we just need to fill out our." Minimum requirement, so
to take on this dungeon, and you don't get a good feeling, you know, from them at the, like, I would say it's not bad, like, the very first time that Sung Jin-woo meets him, but, like I would say, like, 5 minutes into the dungeon, you're like, oh, this is kind of suspicious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No healer, right? There's no healer.
Yeah, that's really weird. Like, why would you go into this dungeon with no healer, right?
Yeah. And then it just cuts and stops at that. Well, no, it doesn't stop at that. I mean, it stops at...
I wonder if he had upped his perception set a little bit more.
Yeah, if he would have figured it out
faster. He would have, like, picked up on that. Yeah, figured it out faster. But
so
anyway.
So at the end of five, what happens is they get to the boss at the end of the dungeon. And then, obviously, the rest of the party betrays him and the D-rank guy. Mm-hmm. And blows up the entrance, crashes down, and there's a giant spider that Sung Jin-woo pretty much has to defeat by himself. And then that's where episode six starts.
Yep. And I was, honestly, they kept doing these, like, little side stories, and it only made me go, I swear to God, if you don't finish this episode, if you don't give me, you know.
What side stories?
Well, like, that one, I think, that S-rank hunter, you know, or they're talking about two different guilds or whatever. Honestly, I wasn't paying attention because I just wanted to get back.
Oh, my goodness. You got to pay attention to that stuff, though. It's important.
Fills out the backstory. But it had hyped me up. I was super invested to see where it was going to go. And then you pull out of that story to tell this other story. I don't care at this point. You know, just get back to the main character, Jin-woo. Anyway, yeah, go ahead and talk about that since I barely paid attention.
Oh, you're good. So, like, I'm trying to remember because I watched it last night. It goes to the S rank, you know, hunter. I think it looked at Shahin, right? The girl. Is that what it went to? And then I think it also mentioned a girl that I originally thought was Sung Jin-woo's sister, but then I figured out that she doesn't have purple hair. I was like, okay, that's not her. And there was they all sat down in a coffee shop and talking about the Hunter's Guild and the White Tiger Guild. And just about how training with Sha Rin, who is the S rank hunter, and she seems like she's like a little bit higher than most S ranks or at S rank, you know, with all the other guys. Cause S rank and A rank, there's such a big difference between, there's such a big gap. So going to that, it shows like there were all the A ranks were struggling with this monster in the dungeon, and then she just demolishes them in like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really impressive. But this is the one too that we meet where she does that kick-ass fight scene in the middle of the street, and then she just sort of puts on her ball cap. Yeah.
And runs away. And then there's another side story with
the Hunter's Guild.
It's not the Hunter's Guild, right? It's the Hunter's Association. Because the Hunter's Guild is the one that the fire dude is the main guy of.
I'm thinking of the older guy, the one that said early on, you know, be afraid of these dungeons, you know?
Gungo.
He goes off on a, I guess he's distracted, and the person driving him says, hey, let me, you know, let's go fight, basically, and to take your mind off of things. But for an old dude, he sure is.
He's an S rank.
Strong. Like,
he's an S rank.
Yeah.
And the guy he's fighting is an A rank.
Mm-hmm. He brings up, you know, that just because you can't. This is, you know, another play on, you know, Jin-woo's secret sauce, you know, going in here is you can still hone your skills even if you can't up your rank, right?
Yeah.
Which we know that in this situation is not true. So I want to point something out. So I've talked to people about solo leveling, right?
Yeah.
And I've talked about how great
I know the whole series, so
great Jin-woo is, and how, you know, it's another, you know, awesome story of a guy who, you know, is born into, you know, lower status, lower class, whatever you want to call it, you know, doesn't have, you know, his potential is hindered, right? You know, and how he gets an opportunity to exceed that and, like, you know, overcome those obstacles. And I've been telling people a lot about that. I'm like, yeah, he's a solid hero of the story and everything like that. And then I come, so I'm telling people about this. I'm playing up, and then we come here, and then we see him just destroy all six. Or was it six or four? I think it was six.
There's six of them.
Yeah,
six. You're kind of getting your head yourself, though, right? We're talking about the boss first, or you just want to, like, jump around in the episode?
We can talk about the boss first. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I mean, you're so excited to talk about that. We'll talk about the boss after. But
No. Let's go in order. Let's talk about the boss.
No. You're one half of this podcast, Lance. Your opinion matters as well. Okay. What do you mean you're telling people how he's like a Goku character that doesn't kill or anything, or like what?
Well, not that he doesn't kill, right? But just like how, you know, he's a nice guy, cares about the people around him, you know.
Still is a nice guy.
You know. Well, after this one, I mean, is he still a nice guy? Most of the time, in this particular instance,
he's a nice guy still. He doesn't tolerate being pushed around and being tried.
Yeah,
like,
but he didn't have to.
Trying to be killed three times, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying he didn't have, he had a choice. I don't think he had a choice. What I'm saying, though, is he didn't have to. He seemed like he enjoyed it a little bit too
He didn't
much.
Have to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that, you know. I felt like he did, but, you know, we can agree to disagree, or, I'm open to, you know, being explain why I'm wrong. But he, you know, they came in, they see that they're still alive, and they're like, either you D rank guy, you either kill that E rank, and then we'll cut you in on the profits, or we kill both of you. And, you know, side character, you know, rich side character.
Rich side character.
Yeah, rich side character is like, yeah, I'm going to stand by. He starts calling him boss, which I just found.
Yeah, gets so scared.
Yeah, he got so scared. He's like, I'm going to do whatever but anyway, he says, I'm going to stand by him, right? And so they decide to, they're going to kill both of them. So they, the one spell casting dude just, what would have killed Jinwoo previously, just blasted him against these rocks. You know, he's knocking out. And a little bit before this happens, Jinwoo gets an alert saying, you have to kill these, you know, six, you have six enemies in front of you. You have to kill them. Otherwise you will, receive an equal punishment.
Appropriate punishment. Yeah.
Appropriate punishment. And I don't know if it was a flashback or if it was in the same scene, but I think it said his appropriate punishment was his heart would stop if he doesn't.
Yeah, so like it said appropriate punishment, and then it switched like after like 5 or 10 seconds, it's like your heart will stop.
Yeah, yeah. Almost like it saw that he was hesitating to do the killing, and so he's like, "We will either you kill them or we kill you. The system will kill you, right?"
Yeah.
And so, and granted, I say I don't think he had a choice either with or without this, you know, system, you know, empowering him, just because they were going to kill him anyway, right? Like, maybe he could figure out a way to run away, or, you know, talk his way out of it, but it's highly unlikely. He probably would have had to fight no matter what. So, but then he realizes that he goes, I'm not just benefiting from you. You're somehow benefiting from me, and you want to keep me alive.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only reason why you would raise the stakes and go, I will kill you if you don't kill them, because you will be no benefit to me, you know, otherwise.
Yeah.
So he gets up and they realize, oh, wow, you know, you must have taken it easy on him or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he walks up and, you know, and I love that the one cocky guy, like, seriously, even if you are OP, to be so cocky as to walk up behind somebody and put yourself in a vulnerable position with your hand around his, you know, his, you know, his back, and like you're bringing him in for a side hug or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's just dumb, no matter who you are, no matter, you know, who you're going up against, because that's a vulnerable position to put yourself in. But anyway, he does that, and then Jinwoo just slices his head off with the dagger. Yeah. Just like, yeah, clean cut, not even like, you know, like hacked, yeah, it, and it's just, you know, just clean cut.
Yeah.
And everyone's so, like, how the hell did he?
Yeah, because like as soon as that happened, because me and Ops were watching together, as soon as it happened, I turned back and was like, no change up, no curve, straight gas.
Yeah. Yeah. So he does that, and they're all shocked, and they're like, well, you know, they get ready to fight him, and he just proceeds to just, with this dash ability that he's just now teleport, acquired,
pretty much,
yeah, basically teleport, and takes them all out without even a moment's hesitation, just before they even have a chance to respond. And the one leader, the guy who's leading, I loved his little, like, I, you know, they may be a C rank, but I'm not like other C ranks. And then he does this, yeah, like Super Saiyan leveling up thing where I'm just going to call in this ability. And it had no effect. He just pushed him onto the ground. And after a back and forth, ended him. And that's where I thought he really seemed to enjoy it. Because those blue eyes, yeah, which I know those light up his perception, but just the look that it gave him makes me feel like that evil was made him look evil, and then and almost like someone else was controlling him almost, right?
Yeah.
But the little, you know, the line there, you know, you tried to kill me three times and now you ask for mercy, and yeah, and he's like, you'll get away with this. He's like, didn't you say nothing gets out of this dungeon?
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, what really showed his colors, his character the most was when he's like, you know who my brother is, which,
yeah,
automatically that shows you're not that special if you have to like use someone else to intimidate,
yeah,
you know, a person. And then he just dies.
And then he decapitates him. And then, yep, and the side character, Eugen, is like, don't worry about it, boss. I'll start the mining now.
Because he's terrified. And
I would be too.
He said,
oh, yeah, because he thinks he's a false ranker.
False ranker, which this is apparently another, this is another, you know, aspect of the lore of this universe that just got introduced, that there are people out there who have higher abilities, but hide that and make themselves seem like they're a lower ranker. And he goes, and they all, in his head, he's like, they're all psychotic. They're all lunatics. Yeah.
They all want to kill people.
And it makes me wonder, one of the thoughts I had is Jinwoo, is this not unique to him? Are there other people with this same sort of situation that they've fallen into?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'm curious about. I kind of hope not, because I wanted this to be unique to him. Like it's a special thing. But I won't hate it if it's a shared thing among other hunters.
Yeah. Yeah, other Chosens.
Other Chosens, yeah. But yeah, I just thought that was a really just intense scene. And honestly, I found that scene more intense than the boss fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely more intense.
Yeah, and so that's why it was so resonated with me when I talk about it. It's like, and that's where I was like, you know, I've been telling people, again, I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy, but in this niche moment, we'll see how it explores. It seemed like he was just too into the fact that he was killing them. It wasn't like,
maybe he's disassociating, you know.
That could be it. And you know, this universe is, you know, we're introduced to it at first and it's like, yeah, there's some horror, you know, you should be afraid and there's some horrors, but a lot of people view it as sort of just like, yep, just doing my daily dungeon, you know, that like it's no big deal.
You know, I would love if like that happened in like the real world, and I would not want to be an E rank hunter, but I could be fine with a C rank.
If you were an E rank hunter, would you still hunt?
Oh, 100%, 100%. I would just be a lot more careful. Travel with an S rank healer.
Yeah. But you're right, it could be disassociating because this world is a lot uglier than we're initially led to believe, you know? And maybe he's just finally, you know, he's like, yep, this is, you know, no matter who you are, where you are, there's always going to be someone out there to take advantage of you. So I might as well, if I can't beat him, join him. But yeah. Still, it just took me back because I was like, yeah, it's just, I'm thinking of another, like, a Takemichi character who's rising up through the ranks. You know, it's, you know,
nothing keep, like, you know, Takemichi.
nothing like Takemichi. It's like, if Takemichi was like, went nuts like Kisaki or something like that, you know, just,
yeah.
So that's why it was such a big moment for me. But
who have you been telling about Soul Leveling?
I told some people at work.
Oh, nice. Oh, the people you work with, do they like anime?
Do they like anime? That's like us? No.
Yeah, no one at my work likes anime. And the one person that did changed teams.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, dude.
And I have so many people on my team, and not a single one of them likes anime. There's one that likes, like, gaming and, like, Baldur's Gate, but nothing, no anime.
Real quick, just a quick side character. Someone texted me right before this. I think they're at a comic book store. Or some sort of, but they were at some store, and they were in the manga section, and they sent a picture, and they said, my favorite manga. And guess what was dead center of this manga section?
Soul Leveling?
No.
Pokemon?
No.
Oh, Tokyo Revengers?
No.
Psycho Pass.
You're not going to get it. Yeah, it was Jimmy Neutron.
What?
Somebody Jimmy put Neutron? Jimmy Neutron in the manga section.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I was a little bit annoyed by that. But anyway... No, I've been telling people at work because I'm like, I've been really pushing on like how anime isn't just some cartoon, right? There's a lot more to it than that. It's great storytelling. You know, the animation is really awesome. The music is cool. Character development, like all that stuff. So
what do you call it, a cartoon?
I said it's not just a cartoon.
Yeah. There's this guy that I do jujitsu with. And he says, yeah, anime is just Japanese cartoons. And I was like, I hate you so much.
You fucking piece of shit. Yeah. Get out of here. You can jujitsu Kaizen your ass out of here. You know,
jujitsu Kaizen. Love it.
Anyway, let's go back to the boss, because I think I have 15 minutes left on my laptop.
That's fine.
The battery dies. So.
You're good. So like it starts obviously like the last episode before this one was they got trapped in there, and then they were the six people were thinking like Sun Jinwoo and side character were gonna die because they're E and D rank, right? Mm-hmm. And then Sun Jinwoo's like, I bet I can take him myself.
yeah.
And he starts fighting the spider, can't pierce it with the dagger. The debuffs don't work because he can't pierce him. And he's thrown around, thrashed, right? And then he gets thrown into a wall. And then he has, he remembers that he has the rewards that he didn't accept. So just full recovery, 100, back to 100% already. And like, if that's any indication, right? And this is when I was first reading it and, you know, watching it now, I'm like, that's going to come in handy so many times, I feel like, where he's not going to use it, and then he's going to be thrashed, down for the count, no energy left, full recovery.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking when he first got that ability, or first got those rewards?
Didn't even occur to me. I was still sort of so fascinated with the idea of this sort of, like, simulation that he was interacting with, you know, in this quote unquote real world, and watching him sort of progress and how his body transforms. I was like really fascinated by that. Did the perks that he was getting though didn't even register until now? And I was like, oh shit, that's really cool.
Oh, until it happened. Yeah,
until it happened. But that just reinforces, just people are going to say he's like an S+ rank, because right, if he full recovers. And he knows that he was about, you know, to collapse and die. Mm-hmm. But no one watching knows that. So all they see is, oh, that didn't do anything to me. I'm just going to get back up again.
Yeah. And then I guess another thing too, I mean, obviously he does that full recovery and then he stabs him in the eye, obviously has no protection, and then gets all the debuffs and just keeps stabbing, stabbing, debuff, debuff, debuff. And then eventually it falls. But it was really cool to see that. And then, you know, the six guys rappel in, right? Because the entrance is blocked. And they're like, oh, he's got to be tired. You know, after he kills, you know, everyone, that guy, like, the leader was like, oh, he has to be tired after defeating a boss by himself and all the members of my party. It's like, no, he had full recovery. He's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and I barely, you know, in that full recovery, like, he, shortly after that full recovery, he started to take down that boss. And I'm willing to bet that his team had no impact
on
his, yeah, on his energy,
because he leveled up more after he finished the boss. So,
yeah, I love that line because, like, you don't know this, but I've been leveling up this whole time. It was like so, just like this sort of twisted secret that he shared. He's like, you're not going to be around to tell anybody, you know?
Yeah, that's it's kind of like Light Yagami, and it's like, I'm Akira, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Very Light Yagami type moment. But
yeah, what do you think about him? His, like, his height and his face is changing, you know, while he's leveling up. Have you noticed that?
I have. I noticed it because when he came down and his sister walked up and he was instantly like, she bumped into him and he's like,
are you tall?
Yeah, are you tall? Yeah. what do I think about that? I think that I think it's the one of the few indicators we have that this leveling up he's doing is actually having an impact on him,
making a difference. Yeah.
But I would have kind of liked it if he had stayed the same, like this dweeby looking kid. But no.
That'd be horrible. I would hate that.
You would hate that.
Not intimidating at all.
You're telling me. That you want to, when you're about to fight somebody, you want to know that they can kick your ass? Or do you want to be like, I think I can kick his ass, and then he turns around and he's like, I'm just going to teleport behind you and stab you in the back, and you won't even have a moment to blink. Like, what's scarier?
I want my main characters to look cool. I hate Takemichi because he doesn't look cool. He's like 5'4", like trying to reach your head, trying to punch you. Whereas if Sung Jin-Woo stayed the same, like, he's 5'4", too, probably. You know, I want him to be at least, you know, 6 foot, you know, being able to be intimidating. I hate long hair on protagonists, too.
You're thinking, like how Aaron Yeager went from, like, this scrawny guy, mm-hmm. and in season 4, he's straight jacked, and he's, like,
100%.
2 feet tall. Yeah. I still think it looks cool, and I'm not saying they should have changed it. I think I would have liked that angle if he was this dweeby kid who just has, like, this, you know... See, or kind of like how in what is it in Digimon when that Digivolve? One character, huh?
Digivolve.
Digivolve. No, maybe it's not Digimon. What was the anime we watched that was like supposedly really bad and I liked it? It's the guy Yu-Gi-Oh? Who the Heart of the Cards.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh. How, you know, that, you know, that guy and the other guy, they look completely different.
Oh, yeah.
I would have liked something like that. Like when, you know, he, you know, sort of like transforms, you know, temporarily. Whoa. And then he goes back.
Do you think he's going to keep changing?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to keep changing.
All right, then.
I think he's going to be, eventually he's going to get to a point where he doesn't look, I'm suspecting he's not going to look human anymore at some point.
Oh, really?
Part of me is wondering if he's going to become, if this is unique to him. Wouldn't it be something if he became that god that he faced? Like, that was like, that's the end result of that. And it's like somehow been transferred to him or something like that. And he's becoming that, you know, that super, you know, powered monster.
Good theory.
I think I'm wrong, because you have this look on your face that I'm wrong.
No, I think it's cool that, you know, if somehow that throne monster sitting up there is Sun Jinwoo, and it's all a big time thing. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but we'll see. I mean, I do think he's going to keep physically changing, and he's not going to look.
Do you think there's a point where it stops? Like, he's just like, that's what he looks like from now on.
No.
No, that's fair.
I think that would get boring. So.
But yeah, I think that's everything about the episode. Great episode. Yeah, it was a great episode. This is going to get better from here. Like, every arc, no matter what arc, it just gets better and better.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. This is, I'm getting like, I can't wait till the next week. And I'm going to be so sad when the season one is over.
Just read it.
I will. I'm going to read it. Because I'm very enthusiastic to see where
it goes. I've been rereading it, and I stayed up too late because I got up to like chapter 80. And I didn't go to bed till like 5 a couple nights ago.
But yeah, I think that's all I have to say about it.
Excited for it. Excited Maybe for you to. I'm excited for you to experience it. That's what I'm really excited for.
Do we want to real quick? Because my laptop is about to die. Do we want to, after season one, read through all the manga and then just talk? You know, about the one big mega episode.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Let me move on to other anime, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
But anyway, all right. That's all for me.
Same here. We'll catch you next time when we watch and review the latest episode of Solo Leveling.
Bye.